This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
We're right now live to Rome, where we plug into the Holy Father's Lenten retreat with Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. There's signs of hope. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but there it is. The birds in the background. Spring has arrived in Rome.
I'm hoping that spring has sprung and it's here to stay, John. And it couldn't be a greater gift during this Lenten season. And as you mentioned, of course, Pope Francis right now is experiencing his annual Lenten retreat. So he went on retreat on the 21st, and he will remain in quiet retreat until the 26th. Now, since he began his papacy, he actually moved the tradition of the annual Lenten retreat to Ariccia, Italy, which is in the Castelli Romani area. And so it's just an absolutely gorgeous area. But this time, it is a virtual retreat. So what's happening is that the Pope independently is experiencing this retreat and has asked all of the cardinals in Rome to do the same, along with the heads of dicasteries and the heads of the curia. Now, to do that, all have been asked to read a particular text in Italian, Abbi al cuore il Signore, which loosely translates to have the heart of Christ. Now, this was written by an anonymous Cistercian, and sometimes he's called the master of the St. Bartolo Seminary, which was where he once lived. Now, what's extra fascinating about this text is that it had actually been lost. And get this, it was found at a flea market. These notes written in Latin, and then this book was made from the notes. So the Pope sent this book along with a letter to each of the heads of dicasteries and the cardinals and everyone in the curia so that they can then be encouraged to have their own retreats. Now, the book also focuses on the capital sins. And this tradition of the Lenten retreat, John, it's been going on since the early 20th century under Pope Pius XI, since the 1920s. So it's just such a great reminder that during this important season of Lent, we can all enter into this spirit by retreating, and by retreating in whatever ways, whatever means that we have that may be possible, so that we can also keep the heart of Christ, to have that heart of Christ as this book that the Pope and our curia are reflecting on right now, John.
I love how they found that at a tag sale. That's wild. That's wild. But it got me to thinking about, and we'll talk about this in the next hour with Father Marcel Tyone, if we treat, now follow me on this thinking, it sounds a little bizarre at first, if we follow our Lenten journey as kind of a tag, you know, when you go to a tag sale or a garage sale, there's always that sense of, there's that sense of curiosity, there's that looking for the find.
Absolutely.
You're open for adventure. Well, imagine doing Lent that way with the Holy Spirit, the curiosity that the Holy Spirit will bring you through over the next 5 weeks, looking for that find, being open to the adventure of your own faith and where God's taking you.
Oh, John, I love that. And I think to add to that, too, another thing that you have to have in order to succeed at a tag sale like that or to succeed in Lent is patience, because you have to be willing to put in the effort to look and to dig. And all of that is going to lead to a fruitful experience.
Ashley Nerona joining us live from Rome, the Pope doing his virtual Lenten, his Lenten retreat. And maybe you're doing that in your parish as well. Many are doing virtual Lenten retreats. Our conversation this morning live from Rome here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Some sad news about the Italian ambassador to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Sadly, God has called a lot of very important people home lately who have been very influential in the church.
Yes. So this, he was a very young man, John, who's only 43 years old. His name is Luca Attanasio. And as you mentioned, he was the Italian ambassador to the Democratic Republic of the Congo yesterday while driving in a UN convoy, along with his bodyguard, a Carabinieri officer who was only 30, and along with a World Food Program driver, they were ambushed and they were killed tragically. So they were taking about a two-hour drive. They were heading to a World Food Program school. And at this point, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. There are some suspicions that this might have been a Hutu rebel group, but no one knows for sure. The young ambassador is married. He has three young children. The Carabinieri officer actually was preparing for marriage this coming summer. Now, of course, the Democratic Republic of the Congo has experienced so much violence in the past two decades. About 10 million people have died, and battles over control of territory, over natural resources. Since 1999, the UN has been there. But nevertheless, these tragic things have continued to happen. Last night, Pope Francis sent a telegram to our president, President Mattarella, with condolences, also condolences to the family. Pope Francis asked the Italians to especially trust in Providence, to understand that no suffering will be lost. And he called the ambassador and the Carabinieri officer exemplary witnesses in their fields. And today, actually, military aircraft brought in the caskets, and we are preparing for a state funeral, John.
We pray for the repose of their souls. Ashley Narona, our Vatican correspondent here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Ashley and her husband, John, have the Truth and Beauty Project. Check that out at truthandbeautyproject.com, providing Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. Ashley, all the best to you and John and the birds in the background with a sure sign of spring and hope. Absolutely. Take care, Ashley. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.